From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Islamic State group has launched two chemical attacks near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 people, and causing hundreds more to flee, Iraqi officials reported on Saturday. The latest attack took place in the town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State group for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned on Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. Meanwhile, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours, he said, for the opposition delegation to arrive for the talks. The spokesman for Angola's main opposition party, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says a majority of Angolans are skeptical about President Eduardo dos Santos' announcement that he will not seek re-election after his term expires in 2017. He's been in power the last 37 years and has given no explanation beside his decision to quit national politics. UNITA's spokesman says it appears the announcement is a calculated attempt by dos Santos to divert the public's attention from what he says is the dismal economic performance of the government. This is VOA News.